KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. And we're live here in Studio 1A, Concert Club. Let's hear it. Thank you so much to Odell Brewing for making this possible. Our engineers tonight are Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. I'm Jack Anderson, and my guest tonight is the one and only Maylott.
Thank you for having me.
I wanna see my people living a real life, doing whatever it is they feel like. Baby, the man's tying you down. From 9 to 5, he won't let you out. But when it comes time to let it all loosen it out, baby, come free. And spend the whole night dancing with me, yeah. He said, can you be my bad news, only thing you gotta say is, he said, can you be my lady love? I said I could be your lady love. Oh, he said you drive me crazy love. I said I could be your crazy love.
KUCX 98.9 live in Studio 1A with Austin's own Maylott. Maylott, how you doing?
I'm doing very good. I'm here. I'm here at KUT, so it's great.
And we are so glad that you're here. So first and foremost, oh, that's a lovely noise. First and foremost, so your full name is Maylott Kasa, correct?
Yes.
And so you had a couple nicknames given to you by your Ethiopian grandparents. Did that ever make it hard for you to pick a stage name, or was it just a no-brainer? That's my first name. I'm going to go with that.
No, it did. It actually did. I had a really hard time picking a stage name, even though Maylott is my real name. I wanted to do something like cool and like, you know, different and assume a new personality. But I mean, the more I tried to find something, the less it felt like me. So I was like, I mean, my name's pretty unique already, so let me just go with who I am.
So you grew up with first of all, let's just talk about your parents. You're Ethiopian Austinite, and so talk to me kind of how their struggle impacted your worldview as a songwriter.
Well, my parents came here in the early 80s, and, you know, they were fleeing a communist government that was pretty much saying, you do what we do or we kill you. So, you know, knowing that they went through so much struggle to get here and to, you know, I went back to Ethiopia for the first time in 2010, and I saw where my dad was from, and I was just like, geez Louise, this man is from here? You know, it's a little village, and there's little kids running through the street asking for candy, and it's just, you know, they've gone through so much stuff that I will never have to endure just because, you know, they needed a better life for themselves and subsequently made a better life for me and my siblings as well. So, you know, I think of that every day, and I realize that you know, my existence here is to pretty much show them that I appreciate the opportunities that I have in this country, that I have because, you know, they were brave enough to leave the country and the language and the customs and everything they knew to start anew over here.
KUTX 98.9, talking with Austin-based singer-songwriter May Lott. So with that background out of the way, what sort of music did you grow up listening to? I was looking on your website and it said that you had a lot of Ethiopian pop music, but also stuff like Bee Gees, Kool & the Gang. What else did you listen to?
Yeah, like we'd be cleaning like on Saturday chore day or whatever, and my dad would have like Kool & the Gang playing and the Bee Gees and all this stuff. But then, yeah, there's a lot of like Ethiopian music that we grew up with. And then I fell in love with jazz, like Ella Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra. And so I listen to a lot of that, and a lot of that kind of, I think it comes through my music sometimes. So it was just a bunch of different types of music, and seeing how it just kind of, you know, different moods, different situations invoke different types of, you know, feeling with different types of music. So yeah, I had a huge influence.
So let's just talk about your release history. You had your first LP, Move Me, came out in 2014. Then It Happened So Fast, the EP, in 2015. This new one, Maven, came out in late November of last year. I was looking over and listening to it, and you have the whole song, I Am, that's sung in, how do you pronounce the language? Is it Amharic?
Amharic.
Amharic, yeah. Language. Would you consider this to be the biggest embrace of your heritage in your release history?
Oh my goodness, yes. Oh my gosh, yeah. It took me about 3 different sessions over, you know, a couple of weeks to actually be able to record the song because it is so emotional. I don't know if my parents have even heard it because it just, I'm afraid of how emotional they may get. I can't really stand to see my parents cry because that is the song where, you know, I kind of freestyled it in the language I am fluent, and it basically means, you know, there's all this negative stuff in the world, and I've always tried to be above it. I've always tried to stay positive and tried to positively impact lives around me. And in this song, I kind of, as I was, I guess, freestyling it, I started realizing that the names that my grandmothers would call me instead of my real name, which is Addis Salam, which is what my dad's mom would call me, means new world. And Moded, which my mother's mom called me, means to love. And so to me, it started to make sense that, you know, I can't find it in me to, you know, betray people and all that stuff. So I was like, maybe my purpose is to lead with love and to always spread that message and to always spread that positivity. And, you know, sometimes in the music industry, it's always like about me and, you know, fighting to be heard and to be the best all the time. But maybe in my music, I can just be who I am and I can continue to spread love and positivity and hope through my music and through everything that I do.
Beautiful. Well, my guest tonight is May Lott. Her latest album, Maven, is out. Where can fans pick that one up?
You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, anywhere you stream music. It should be there waiting for you.
And then you're going to be performing the entire album coming up on February 18th at Vinyl Inside Tellers. Who else is going to be on that lineup, or is it just you?
It's actually just me. I have a couple of DJs who will be spinning the rest of the night. It's going to be a pretty intimate show. And I'm going to perform every song, like you said. And at the end of it, we'll have a little party with Charles Moon and Joaquin from He Moon Influence. But yeah, it's going to be a really great event. I'm really looking forward to being able to share the entire album in an intimate space with everyone for the first time.
Sounds great. I would love to hear another song.
I think we can do that. Can we do that? Yeah.
Thinking about last night, I'll be think if I ran into you, baby. Sometimes I get a craving for you. It's like I can't focus and just wanna crash into you. Oh, it's so insane, baby. I've been thinking about you lately. I know I've been running lately. So come on and catch me, baby. Listen, when you text me, I don't always see it, but I thought about it and I'm trying to do better. And I know it pisses you off when I post that status, but I hit you back, but really, it couldn't wait. I gave you that red light, but we all know that the green light is always better. Yellow line speeding, I'll be beating like red leather. I feel the storms come and take over. Watch the weather, watch the weather. Oh, it's so insane, baby. I've been thinking about you. I know I've been running lately. So come on and catch me, baby. Come on and catch me. Come on and catch me.
KUTX 98.9, my guest tonight is Austin-based singer-songwriter Maylott. Maylott, what was the name of that song?
The name of that song is Twisted Metal. It sounds a little different on the album, but Ozzy and I like to switch things up every now and then. So,
yeah, would you mind taking a moment to introduce your band members?
Yeah, sure. So, like I said, Ozzy was on the keys, but he also plays the drums, and many other instruments. So please give him a round of applause. He's very talented. Very, very talented. And then, of course, we have Mr. Mason Flint here on the turntables, helping me out with all the tracks.
All right, well, you can check out Maylott's latest album, Maven, which came out late November on Spotify, iTunes, all over the place.
All of them.
And you can also hear it performed in its entirety coming up February 18th at Vinyl Inside of Tellers. Well, Maylott, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
This is going to wrap up the broadcast portion of our KUTX After Hours. But thanks again to our concert club members. Give it up for yourselves. Thank you also to Odell Brewing for making this possible. And thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. Oh, yeah, give it up. Yeah, I think it sounds great.
I would be nowhere without them.
And for KUTX 98.9, I'm Jack Anderson.